What if your AI could not just answer questions, but actually think through them first? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, April 16, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's latest leap in AI reasoning. Let's dive in. OpenAI has just unveiled two groundbreaking AI reasoning models, O3 and O4 Mini, designed to pause and work through questions before responding. Imagine an AI that doesn't just spit out answers, but actually takes a moment to think, much like a human pondering a complex problem. That's the promise of these new models, and it's a game changer for the field. O3 is being hailed as OpenAI's most advanced reasoning model to date, outshining its predecessors in areas like mathematics, coding, reasoning, science, and visual understanding. Meanwhile, O4 Mini brings a balanced approach, offering a sweet spot between cost, speed, and performance. This is particularly exciting for developers who are always on the lookout for efficient yet powerful tools to integrate into their applications. But what really sets O3 and O4 Mini apart is their ability to think with images. Users can now upload images into ChatGPT, and these models will analyze them during their chain of thought phase. Whether it's a whiteboard sketch or a diagram from a PDF, O3 and O4 Mini can understand and manipulate these visuals, even if they're blurry or low quality. This opens up a whole new dimension of AI interaction. On top of that, these models can run and execute Python code directly in your browser and scour the web for up-to-date information. It's like having a mini tech assistant right at your fingertips, capable of tackling a range of tasks from image processing to real-time data retrieval. OpenAI's strategy here is clear: stay ahead in the fiercely competitive AI race against giants like Google, Meta, and others. The launch of O3 and O4 Mini is not just about technological advancement, but also about maintaining a lead in the global AI landscape. With these new models, OpenAI is not just keeping pace, but setting the standard for what AI reasoning can achieve. The models are available to OpenAI's Pro, Plus, and Team Plan subscribers, and can be accessed via developer-facing endpoints like the Chat Completions API and Responses API. This means engineers and developers can harness the power of O3 and O4 Mini to build innovative applications at usage-based rates, making these models not just cutting-edge, but also accessible. Looking ahead, OpenAI plans to release O3 Pro, a version of O3 with even more computing power, exclusively for ChatGPT Pro subscribers. And while O3 and O4 Mini might be the last standalone reasoning models before the anticipated GPT-5, they certainly pave the way for the next generation of AI capabilities. Imagine an AI that doesn't just run preset programs, but actually designs its own experiments. OpenAI is reportedly working on new AI models that can do just that. This is like giving AI the keys to its own laboratory, where it can test hypotheses, explore new ideas, and innovate without human intervention. It's a fascinating leap in AI autonomy. Picture this. You're a scientist, and your AI assistant suggests a novel way to study pathogens or a fresh approach to nuclear fission. That's what OpenAI's upcoming models aim to achieve. These AI models could potentially synthesize information from various fields and propose groundbreaking experiments, making them invaluable in research and development settings. It's a step towards AI, not just supporting, but actively contributing to scientific discovery. Now, why does this matter? Well, in a world where speed and innovation are crucial, having AI that can independently think up experiments could dramatically accelerate progress in fields like healthcare, energy, and beyond. It's not just about automating tasks, it's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible. While OpenAI hasn't officially confirmed these capabilities yet, insider reports suggest that the models are being tested on complex topics. This includes potentially crafting experiments related to nuclear fission and pathogen detection, areas where traditional research methods can be slow and resource-intensive. If OpenAI successfully develops these capabilities, it could redefine how we approach problem solving in industries that rely heavily on research and experimentation. It's like having a team of tireless, curious researchers working around the clock, constantly learning and proposing new ways to tackle the world's biggest challenges. So, keep an eye on this development. If these AI models can indeed think up their own experiments, it could open up new horizons for innovation and efficiency in scientific research and beyond. It's an exciting glimpse into the future of AI-driven discovery. OpenAI is making waves again, this time with plans to enter the social media arena. Yes, you heard that right. After securing a whopping $40 billion in funding, OpenAI is reportedly exploring the idea of building a platform to rival Elon Musk's X and Meta's Instagram. This move comes as no surprise given the immense popularity of OpenAI's new image generation tool, which has been all the rage on platforms like X and TikTok. Imagine this. OpenAI's tool allows users to create everything from anime-inspired selfies to AI-generated headshots, and it's been so popular that it's even caused server overloads. People are loving it, and even OpenAI CEO Sam Altman got in on the fun, using an AI-generated image for his X profile. But with popularity comes pressure, and OpenAI is feeling the heat to expand its offerings. So why is OpenAI considering social media? Well, it's not just about jumping on the bandwagon. It's a strategic move to monetize and popularize their AI investments further. By branching into social media, OpenAI could leverage its cutting-edge AI tools to create a unique platform experience, potentially reshaping how we interact online. It's a bold step, but one that could redefine social media as we know it. However, the journey isn't without its hurdles. OpenAI continues to face fierce competition from other AI heavyweights, including Musk's own startup, xAI. The rivalry between Altman and Musk has been making headlines, especially after Musk's unsolicited $97 billion offer to buy OpenAI was rejected. Musk's aim was to steer OpenAI back to its original nonprofit mission, but OpenAI has bigger ambitions. Adding to the intrigue, OpenAI's recent $40 billion funding round, one of the largest ever for a private tech firm, underscores its growing influence. With this new capital, OpenAI is not only looking at social media, but also strengthening its AI infrastructure. The Stargate Initiative, a joint venture with SoftBank and Oracle, is a testament to their commitment to scaling AI capabilities. Of course, all these developments hinge on OpenAI's ongoing corporate restructuring. Transitioning fully to a for-profit model is a complex process, involving regulatory approvals and navigating legal challenges, particularly from Musk. But if they pull it off, OpenAI could not only redefine its own future, but also set new standards in the AI industry. Imagine having an AI coding assistant right in your terminal, ready to help you write and edit code. OpenAI has just made that a reality with the debut of Codex CLI, an open-source coding tool designed to run locally from terminal software. Codex CLI is part of OpenAI's push to weave AI deeper into the programming fabric. Announced alongside the new AI models O3 and O4 Mini, this tool links OpenAI's advanced models with local code and computing tasks. Essentially, it allows these models to write and edit code on your desktop and even perform actions like moving files, all from the command line interface. The idea of Codex CLI is a step towards what OpenAI envisions as the agentic software engineer. This concept, as explained by OpenAI's chief financial officer, Sarah Friar, involves tools that can take a project description for an app, create it, and even perform quality assurance testing. While Codex CLI isn't quite there yet, it represents a significant move in that direction. Integrating OpenAI's models with command line interfaces to handle code and computer commands. What makes Codex CLI particularly appealing is that it's open source. OpenAI describes it as a lightweight, transparent interface that allows users to link models directly with code and tasks. This transparency is crucial for developers who want to understand and control how AI interacts with their systems. In a blog post, OpenAI mentioned that you can harness the power of multimodal reasoning from the command line by passing screenshots or low-fidelity sketches to the model, alongside accessing your code locally through Codex CLI. This means developers can leverage AI to interpret and act on visual inputs in conjunction with their code, opening up new possibilities for coding efficiency and creativity. To encourage the adoption of Codex CLI, OpenAI plans to distribute $1 million in API grants to eligible software development projects. They'll award $25,000 blocks of API credits to selected projects, providing a financial incentive to explore and innovate with this new tool. Of course, while AI coding tools like Codex CLI offer exciting potential, they come with risks. Studies have shown that code-generating models can sometimes fail to address security vulnerabilities and bugs, or even introduce new ones. It's important to be cautious when giving AI access to sensitive files or systems, keeping security top of mind. OpenAI is rolling out a new feature in ChatGPT that lets users create and store their AI-generated images in a dedicated library. This addition is available to all free, Plus, and Pro users, both on mobile and the web, offering a streamlined way to access your image creations. Imagine having all your AI-generated art in one place, a bit like flipping through a digital photo album. That's exactly what OpenAI's new library feature delivers. From the ChatGPT sidebar, users can now tap into a special library section where their image creations are neatly organized in a grid. It's a simple yet powerful way to keep track of your creative outputs, whether you're crafting Studio Ghibli-inspired scenes or experimenting with abstract designs. This feature isn't just about organization. It's about enhancing the user experience. By making it easy to revisit and create new images directly from ChatGPT, OpenAI is fostering a more interactive and engaging platform for its users. It's a step forward in making AI tools more accessible and user-friendly, encouraging creativity and exploration. As someone who's already tested the library on the ChatGPT iOS app, I can say it works seamlessly, just as OpenAI's demo video suggests. While I haven't seen it roll out on the web just yet, it's only a matter of time. This feature is particularly useful for those who frequently use ChatGPT to generate images, providing a convenient way to manage their growing collection. Overall, this new library feature in ChatGPT underscores OpenAI's commitment to enhancing user interaction and creativity with AI. By offering a centralized space for image storage, OpenAI is not only simplifying the creative process, but also paving the way for future innovations in AI-assisted creativity. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. With the introduction of the new image library in ChatGPT, OpenAI continues to redefine user engagement and creativity in the AI space. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.